This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The term geotourism may be new to you, but you can expect to be hearing it more and more.
Geotourism is tourism that sustains or enhances the geographic character of a place, its environment, culture, aesthetics, heritage, and the well-being of its residents.
So that would include things like...
Agritourism is one kind of geotourism. Ecotourism is also encompassed in geotourism. Heritage sites, B&Bs, locally owned businesses that have been around for a long time.
That's Marcia Deschardonnays, who's the outreach coordinator for the California North Coast Geotourism Project. The project is a partnership launched by the National Geographic Society's Center for Sustainable Destinations and the Federal Bureau of Land Management, with the participation of local communities all up and down the Northern California coast.
We're working with the counties that are along the coast from San Francisco up, so Marin, Sonoma, Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte, and also Lake County, having locals identify what they think people should come to the region to see, do, best places to stay, best places to eat. It's a totally locally generated, web-based, searchable map. A system that was defined by National Geographic Center for Sustainable Destinations. They are partners in this project, and they will brand the map.
The intention is to make it as all-inclusive as possible. For instance, Una Glass, executive director of Coastwalk in Sebastopol, says they are planning to list most of their annual coastal hikes.
We're going to have the location of the various coastal hiking adventures that we have up and down the North Coast. For example, we have a Lost Coast backpack. We have adventure down at the Marin Headlands. We have a family adventure in Fort Ross. So all of those are going to be included on the map, so people will be able to link to those and see where they can go for a hike.
Ultimately, adds Deschardonnays, all of this information will be compiled into an extensive interactive website, a format that was just finalized in January.
That was when we determined that it was really the best way to serve the public and the communities, since 71% of travelers do all of their research online to define their destinations ahead of the trip. This is a way that people can do that and connect with the local resources before they come.
The rollout date for that online resource has not been announced yet, as they're just beginning the process of gathering all the information it will eventually contain. But an informational website about the project is up and running at northcoastgeotourism.com. And Deschardonnays says that anyone hearing this report is welcome to go there and submit their own suggestions for the larger geotourism database.
So nominate online as many times as you want for anything that you want to put on there.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.